Hello and welcome. Chuck Holmes here. Today we're going to talk about 15 alternatives to solo ads. If you're looking to grow your business online, you need more traffic, leads, and sales, and you've tried solo ads, maybe you've had some success, maybe you haven't, and you're looking for alternatives, this training is for you. So what you see on the screen is 15 different things that you can do instead of doing solo ads for your business. The first thing is pay-per-click. This is where you use a platform such as Google, Bing, or Facebook. You bid on a certain keyword or a specific audience, your ad shows up, and whenever someone clicks on your ad and visits your website, that's when you get charged. Pay-per-click is often expensive. There's a steep learning curve, but if you can figure it out, it's extremely effective. Next, we have banner ads, and this is where you go to a popular website where people in your target market or your niche hang out, and you buy a banner ad on that website. Banner ads have been around forever, and yes, they still work. Number three is blog comments. And a blog comment is when you go to a blog in your niche and you leave a thoughtful, informative, educational, and entertaining comment that provides value. When you leave the comment, you can also leave a link as part of your signature. So when people visit the blog post and they see your comment and they liked it, they can click on your name and that your name will link to whatever website you put there and you can send people to your website. I have comments on hundreds of blogs. I probably have thousands of comments all over the internet universe. And those comments send traffic to my websites every day. Next, we have YouTube. And this is my favorite strategy on this list. If you're not on YouTube, you are leaving a lot of money on the table. Make videos for people in your target market. Entertain them, educate them, provide value, position yourself as an expert. You can do reels or shorts. You can do long form videos. It really doesn't matter, but create content and do it frequently. Next, we have postcards. Postcards are one of my secret sources. I've been mailing postcards for probably 12 to 15 years now to promote my businesses. It's almost a competition-free zone. So many people are obsessed with the internet, and they've taken their business online, which is great, but don't neglect postcards. You can get your customers' undivided attention. You can get in their mailbox, their inbox, and you get them to at least see your message. And that's more than half the battle as a marketer. Next, we have offline advertising. This could be flyers. It could be drop cards. It could be classified ads. Don't forget old school offline advertising. It's still in demand, it's still popular, but it's less competitive due to all of the competition on the internet. If you try to advertise online, it's endless competition. If you try to advertise offline, there's still some competition, but not as much. Next, we have e-zine advertising, and this is where you find someone with an email newsletter and you buy an ad in their email newsletter. It could be a solo ad, it could be a top ad, a bottom ad, a middle ad, a sponsored ad, a featured ad. And typically, they're going to charge you anywhere from $10 to a couple hundred dollars, depending on the niche and the number of subscribers they have with their e-zine. Next, we have sponsored posts. This is where you write a post and you pay someone to publish it on their blog. It promotes you, your business. You have your link and your contact information in your bio section at the end of the post. This works great. Next, we have SafeList. Popular SafeList include Hercules, Viral URL, European SafeList. Those are three that I use frequently. And a SafeList is basically a membership website where members are allowed to send and receive emails to each other. If you're going to go this route, I recommend the paid memberships, not the free options. You get more bells and whistles. Next, we have email signatures. You can have a catchy email signature attached to every email that you send out. Put a good message in a PS line below the signature. You can include your link on that in that message and get traffic to your website. Next, we have joint ventures. Any entrepreneur that you know that's in a non-competing niche but has a customer base that is similar to what you are looking for, the two of you can put your heads together and you can advertise together. For example, if one person is mailing flyers in the mail, you can include your flyer with their flyer and you can split the advertising costs. That would be a joint venture. Next, we have guest posts. And this is where you find someone with a blog or a website and you write articles on their website. They allow you to do that. You provide good value. You position yourself as an expert. You create some unique, epic content. And people who read your article, they can see your bio at the end, or they can click on your links. And finally, we have article marketing. Some people will say that article marketing is dead. I don't think it's dead. I think the days of writing one article and publishing it on 500 different article directories, those days are long gone. But there are still sites out there where you can write articles and get a lot of traffic. My favorite place to do article marketing is right on LinkedIn. Whenever I do an article on LinkedIn, they always rank high in the search engines and it gets me a lot of traffic. So these are 15 alternatives to solo ads. I recommend you pick two or three from this list, no more than that. Focus on those, learn everything you can about them. And remember this, the more fishing lines you have in the water, the more fish you're going to catch. If you're trying to promote your business, you need more than one lead generation strategy. You want 2, 3, 5, 10 good strategies that are all generating leads for you and your business. And that way, if one dries up or if one of your strategies, you get shut off or shut down, you're not out of business. Diversification is key. So I hope you got some value from today's training. Check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Also, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. I do try to post a new video every day, so check back often. With that, thanks for watching. Have a great day. I'll see you at the top.